providing you with advanced knowledge of what lies ahead. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the books of Zechariah, Revelation, and 2 Kings. From the book of Zechariah, "Once more the angel who talked to me roused me like a man roused from sleep. He asked me, 'What do you see?' I said, 'I see a lampstand there, all of gold, with a bowl on top of it, and seven lamps around it, and seven pipes to the lamps on the top of it. Also, two olive trees beside it, one to the right of the bowl and the other to the left.' Then I asked the angel who talked to me, 'What are these, sir?' The angel answered, 'Do you not know what these are?' I said, 'No, sir.' Then he replied, 'These seven are the eyes of the Eternal. They sweep over all the earth.' I asked him, 'What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?' I asked him a second time, 'What are these two olive branches held by the two golden spouts that empty oil into the golden bowl?' He answered, 'Do you not know what these are?' I said, 'No, sir.' Then he replied, 'These are the sources of the oil of bliss, the two men who stand before the Lord of all the earth.'" From the book of Revelation, "But I will allow my two witnesses to prophesy for 1260 days, clad in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands which stand before the Lord of the earth. Whoever tries to harm them, fire shall issue from their mouth and consume their enemies. Whoever would try to harm them, so must he be killed. They have the power to shut up the sky so that no rain falls during the days when they are prophesying. And they have the power over the waters to turn them into blood, and also to smite the earth with all manner of plagues as often as they choose. But when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends from the abyss will make war on them and conquer them and kill them. And their corpses will lie in the streets of that great city, whose mystical name is Sodom, and Egypt, where their Lord also was crucified. For 3 days and a half, men from all peoples and tribes and tongues and nations look at their corpses, refusing to let their corpses be buried. And the dwellers on earth will gloat over them and rejoice, sending presents to congratulate one another. For these two prophets were a torment to the dwellers on earth. But after 3 days and a half, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. Terror fell on those who saw them, and heard a loud voice from heaven telling them, 'Come up here.' So up to heaven they went in a cloud, before the eyes of their enemies. At that hour a great earthquake took place. A tenth of the city was destroyed, and 7,000 souls perished in the earthquake. The rest were awestruck and gave glory to the God of heaven." From the book of 2 Kings, Ahaziah, who had fallen through the lattice in his upper chamber in Samaria, was lying ill. So he sent messengers with orders to find out from Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether he would recover from his illness. The angel of the Eternal told Elijah, the Tishbite, to go and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and ask them, "Is it because there is no god in Israel that you are going to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron?" Elijah was to give them this answer from the Eternal for the king: "You shall never leave the bed to which you have taken. You must die." Elijah then left them. And when the messengers returned to the king, he asked them why they had come back. They told him that a man had come up to meet them and said, "Go back to the king who sent you and tell him this from the Eternal. Is it because there is no god in Israel that you are going to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron?" For this you shall never leave the bed to which you have taken. You must die. The king asked, This man who came up to meet you and spoke to you, what was he like? They said, He wore a mantle of hair and a waistcloth of leather around his middle. It is Elijah the Tishbite, said the king, and he dispatched a captain and his 50 men to seize him. Elijah was sitting on top of a hill, so the captain went up and said to him, O man of God, the king orders you to come down. If I am a man of God, answered Elijah, let fire fall from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men. Down fell fire from heaven, destroying him and his 50 men. Once more the king dispatched another captain with his 50 men. He went up and said, O man of God, this is the king's order. Come down at once. If I am a man of God, Elijah said to them, let fire fall from heaven and destroy you and your 50 men. Down fell God's fire from heaven, destroying him and his 50 men. Again the king sent a third captain and his 50 men. The third captain went up and fell on his knees before Elijah, beseeching him, O man of God, pray spare my life and the lives of these 50 men your servants. Fire fell from heaven, destroying the two former captains and their companies. Now spare my life. So the angel of the Eternal said to Elijah, Go down along with him. Have no fear of him. He rose and went down along with him to the king, telling the king this message from the Eternal. Since you sent messengers to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, you shall never leave the bed to which you have taken. You must die. And die he did, exactly as the Eternal predicted by Elijah. If these messages seem not to make sense, pray to the God who gave them, and ask him to explain them to you, and you shall receive an answer. You've been listening to Logos, the Word of God.